Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sugar Cain. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Sugar Cain. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Pete Fox. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting third. The right fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Firpo Marbury. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Firpo Marbury. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Rogel moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer takes first base on ball four. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Fox reaches second base with a double. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins strikes out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair takes first base on ball four. Sugar Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marbury fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels strikes out. Two outs. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen juggles the ball. That's an error on Owen. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Kane covering, for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cochran. The throw from Desautels and he is safe. Cochran steals second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Sugar Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 0 for 1 in the game. Kane hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cochran scores. McNair moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive towards first. Davis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Davis, and towards Gehringer, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0 for 1 in the game. Desodles hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury is 0 for 1 in the game. Marbury strikes out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fox hits a line drive for an out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Cochran moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sugar Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kane strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 2 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 3 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 3 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Owen reaches second base with a double. JoJo White pinch hits for Gene Desodles. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Reel pinch hits for Firpo Marbury. Billy Reel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Reel reaches third base with a triple. Owen scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Whit Wyatt now pitching. Ray Hayworth now catching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 3 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gehringer hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sugar Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cain strikes out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 4 in the game. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. Davis moves to second. Frank Riber pinch hits for Whit Wyatt. Frank Riber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riber hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Davis moves to third. Hayworth moves to second. Heine Scubble pinch runs for Frank Riber. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. Davis scores. Hayworth moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Athletics. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 4 in the game. Rogel hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.